An effort to get public money out of private ICE detention in New Mexico saw a partial victory this week. A coalition of educators and immigrants' rights advocates have been urging the New Mexico Educational Retirement Board to drop investments in CoreCivic and GEO Group, corporations that own or manage three-quarters of migrant detention facilities in the U.S. and are accused of a range of civil and human rights abuses. Between the two, they also imprison hundreds of state and federal inmates in four New Mexico counties. In a retirement board meeting Friday, members pushed off a decision to divest until later this fall, but the stock market decided for them in one case. CoreCivic is being dropped from the fund's portfolio this week due to poor financial returns. KUNM's Hannah Colton has the story, starting at a protest on August 7th at the University of New Mexico, where activists rallied against the warehousing of people for profit.
Education, not deportation!
Activists have been out week after week since April in Free Them All Friday actions demanding the release of prisoners during the pandemic. This time, along with signs and banners, they set up a table so people could write the NMERB ahead of the board meeting this week.
You have a computer set up, hand sanitizer, so you can email in your comments like before 5 o'clock today, probably is when they're going to stop taking them.
Sarah Knope is a PhD student at UNM and a prison abolitionist. She spoke about people incarcerated in Cibola County, where CoreCivic runs a compound that's a federal prison, a county jail, and ICE detention all in one.
We need to shut down Cibola Correctional Center now. None of the asylum seekers who are there belong there. They've committed no crime. We don't need a prison next to Navajo Nation on stolen land, where it's infecting people on Navajo Nation.
There's been a huge COVID outbreak among federal detainees in Cibola County in the past few weeks, 314 cases as of this Friday. NM In Depth reported that spurred a protest about conditions there during the pandemic by people being detained on August 5th. There are 44 cases among federal prisoners at the CoreCivic site in Torrance County and 900 more in Otero County, where a different private prison company holds the keys. The pandemic has added urgency to a divestment fight that the Santa Fe Dreamers Project and others started over a year ago, joined by teachers' unions, university faculty, the Española and Santa Fe school boards, financial advisors, and artists. The coalition collected 1,400 signatures of educators who don't want their pension funds going to private prisons and migrant detention. Dare Obenshain, a co-founder of Teachers Against Child Detention, is a music teacher in Albuquerque. She says the retirement board has been resistant to their members' demands.
And they claim that it's fiscal responsibility that forces them to continue investing in private prisons. But before the COVID pandemic, those stocks in GEO Group and CoreCivic were losing a lot of money. So it's not only morally reprehensible, but fiscally irresponsible.
GEO Group and CoreCivic account for less than $1 million of the $13 billion fund. Obenshain led a sing-along to a Linda Ronstadt tune for the 20 people gathered. But the 8-member board on Friday heard from their legal and financial advisors that it wasn't going to be so easy. For one thing, the Trump administration's Department of Labor has proposed rules that discourage investment decisions based on social and environmental factors. Attorney David Powell of the Groom Group explained.
You may conclude that a particular aspect of some company may be a social bad, but you cannot make the decision to invest in it or to sell it unless you can make the decision that it is in the financial interest of the fund to do so, and you are not permitted to sacrifice return for those decisions.
The real sticking point, though, was the way decision-making is set up. Chief Investment Officer Bob Jackshaw said paying someone to manage individual stocks day-to-day wasn't cost-effective in the past. Instead, he said board policy is to invest in index funds, including everything in the S&P 400.
The policy does not give the staff discretion to vary from that. We simply follow what Standard & Poor's is doing with the index.
In stock market speak, CoreCivic has been underperforming. So Jackshaw said S&P is dropping it from the 400 index. That means the NMERB is out of the ICE detention business in New Mexico, effective Monday. A win for the coalition. But GEO Group is still on the list. And full disclosure, as an employee of the University of New Mexico, money is extracted from my own paychecks and put into that fund every month. The board did not allow time for oral public comments, but that didn't stop people from chiming in at several points.
I would just like to take this opportunity to highlight the majority white-led ERB board voting on...
Madam Chair, this is Suzanne Rubio, General Counsel.
Slavery is not a retirement plan. I yield my time.
In the end, State Treasurer Tim Eichenberg proposed that staff write up a policy change that would make a path to divestment.
I just want the opportunity every once in a while to say, whether it's climate change or whatever that comes before us through an S&P investment, that we get to say, wait a minute, our policy allows us to say we don't want to do that anymore.
The motion passed unanimously. The board could review those policy recommendations as soon as their next meeting in mid-October. All the bureaucratic back and forth was frustrating to coalition members.
Disappointment, major disappointment.
That's Suhan Ho, a UNM professor, artist, and activist. She says all the talk of policy hurdles didn't match up with what NMERB staff and board members had said before.
There were some members of the board who really supported putting this to a vote, like yes or no, what can we divest right now? Based on all of our information, we understood that it was possible.
Ho works with the Fronteristas Artists Collective. You might have seen photos on social media recently of their work at their roundhouse in Santa Fe. Giant white banners with "Free Them All" written in bright pink by a statue of kids playing tug of war in front of the Capitol.
There was a cage installed over the boys in the statue, so it looks like the girls in the statue are pulling them out of the cage.
Ho and other activists are frustrated with slow action by the board when they say there's a human rights crisis at the border.
We do think that CoreCivic and GEO Group are violating the Constitution. We also believe the administration is violating the Constitution by what they're doing with warehousing migrants on the border, separating families, you know, housing youth in shelters and not allowing them to go to their sponsors. You know, the fundamental problem is that these companies have a profit incentive to warehouse humans. So they're actually always going to want more bodies.
The nationwide movement to divest, though, is growing. Since the Families Belong Together campaign started organizing after Trump's family separation policy hit the news in 2018, most major banks have cut ties with GEO Group and CoreCivic. Ho says she got an indication of the movement's impact when a representative from GEO Group wrote the NMRB directly this month in response to an op-ed by a coalition member that was published in the Santa Fe, New Mexican.
So the fact that GEO Group feels the need to respond to this very small kind of pension fund investment, you know, relatively, I think that means the divestment movement is gaining a lot of traction nationally and globally.
She hopes if New Mexico can go through with divestment this fall, that will encourage other pension boards in other states to do the same. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.